Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Glancing at the Stars. This past Friday was the March equinox and the beginning of another three-month cycle affecting the world at large. While for most people the year is arbitrarily defined from January to the following January, the natural year has for centuries consisted of four distinct phases, from the March equinox to the June solstice, to the September equinox, to the December solstice, and so on, repeating this ongoing flow. Astrologically, the March equinox is when the Sun enters Aries, the first sign of the zodiac. For Western civilization, and those kingdoms and countries north of the equator, the spring equinox was long equated with the start of the year. Yet each equinox and solstice marks its own beginning, lasting 3 months, and with global effects. Let's take a look at how this equinox can affect us, and how we can work with the energy it manifests. What has defined the past few equinoxes and solstices has been Pluto aspecting the Sun. This suggests that on a personal level, as well as globally, the need to eliminate those items, people, and situations that are unnecessary, while getting to the root or core of any issue. These past 12 months or so have demanded much from many people because of Pluto's strong contact to the Sun at the start of each equinox and solstice. For these periods, there have existed and continue to exist significant demands along with the exposure of the use and abuse of power. This spring equinox, Pluto squares the Sun with Jupiter at the midpoint between both of them. Thus, the next 3 months provide an opportunity for us to give all our energy towards the achievement of goals, both individually and collectively. To the extent those of us who are honest about what must be done and who are willing to face choices confronting us, we can move ahead successfully, leaving behind the past and its grip on the present. From this March equinox to the June solstice marks a time to take advantage of what is vitally important for the health and well-being for us and for the world. We are all connected, and astrologically each equinox and solstice reveals a cooperative task, a shared journey. Because Pluto has influenced the past several three-month phases we have experienced together, very challenging conditions. Pluto is about death and rebirth. It is time for us to terminate what may enslave or hinder us so that we may, individually as well as collectively, grow and develop with greater freedom to pursue what is best for us and for the world.